Right. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this morning's service on this 11th Sunday after Trinity. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you and also with you. O Lord, open our lips. And our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Living God, you are our helper, and we will not fear. We will not look away from those in need. We will not turn our backs on those who reach out for help. We will not be deaf to the cries of the suffering, because you are our God, and you give us courage. You lead by example. And empower us with your compassion. And so we will serve and follow you. May all that is in us bless God's holy name, for he is the one who forgives our sin, saves us, and crowns us with love and mercy. Amen. The prayer of confession. Compassionate God, sometimes we make our world too small. And look inwards, not outwards. Forgive us when we lack confidence to care and courage to act. Sometimes our hearts are too small and we miss opportunities to make a difference. Forgive us when we lack confidence to care and courage to act. Sometimes our lives are too full and we are oblivious to those who feel empty. Forgive us when we lack confidence to care and courage to act. Sometimes we don't look after ourselves enough and cause others to fret and worry. Forgive us when we lack confidence to care and courage to act. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Gracious God, you are our helper and you restore our peace. When we make a mistake, you lift us up when we fall, and you forgive us when we turn back to you with humility, patience, and compassion, as Jesus promised you would. Amen. And then we have our reading. Thank you.
First reading is taken from Hebrews 13, 1 to 8, 15 and 16. Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Continue to remember those in prison as if you were together with them in prison, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering. Marriage should be honoured by all, and the marriage bed kept pure. For God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for which such sacrifices God is pleased. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And our psalm today is Psalm 112. Praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commands. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and the righteousness endures forever. Even in darkness, light dawns for the upright, for those who are gracious and compassionate and righteous. Good will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice. Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. In the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Their horn will be lifted high in honor. The wicked will see and be vexed. They will gnash their teeth and waste away. The longings of the wicked will come to nothing. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The second reading is Luke 14, verse 1, and then 7 to 14. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched. When he noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, "Give this person your seat." Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, "Friend, move up to a better place." Then you will be honored in the presence of all the other guests. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Then Jesus said to his host, "When you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters, your relatives or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Well, a month or so ago, I had to do something which I have never done before, and it worried me to death. I had to do jury service. I had gone 68 years with never being called up, and now I was summoned. Actually, I enjoyed the experience, and I would never worry if I had to do it again. It is probably very unlikely that I will be called again, but you never know. But in case you're wondering, there is a reason for that random preamble, and it's to suggest that today's reading from Hebrews is a summing up of the previous chapters, a summing up of what it means to be people of faith, which is similar in a way to when the judge sums up the evidence at the end of a trial, to remind the jury what has been said previously, a summary of the facts, the important bits. This final chapter in Hebrews gives encouragement and a reminder to continue in faithful worship and have a loving concern for others, all others, even strangers. We are to let brotherly love continue. We are to show hospitality, generosity, and kindness to everyone. Not just the ones we think we like, everyone. We are to do it quietly and simply, not with a big song and dance. Not a look at me, look what I've done, or look what I'm doing. That is not God's way. God is always watching. He notices what we do for his glory, and he really does not like boastfulness and self-importance. Importantly, we also need to be conscious that people are watching us. Ordinary people. People we work with. People we meet in the shops, on the bus, in church, anywhere. Some are probably waiting for us to fail, to show our true colours. We need to be vigilant at all times. How we conduct ourselves reflects our Christian principles. We are always under the spotlight. Also, it is no good thinking we can do things privately. We will be found out. And anyway, as I said before, God sees. We are told to hold marriage in high honour and respect all its principles. As it is written in the wedding service, marriage is a sacred institution which should not be entered into lightly or selfishly. Sadly, the trend is quite opposite these days. But it's not always the case. My younger sister will have been married for 40 years next week, and my parents will have clocked up 70 years if they make it to next March. A long time. Of course, these comments are not just aimed at married people. Take someone like me who is single. My fiancé died 30 plus years ago. We are not any different. We all have principles to uphold. God will judge the adulterers and the immoral. All Christians are to live their lives consistent with their calling, free from the love of money and rooted in Christ. As I said to our church congregation at Calvary a few weeks back, this portion says, the love of money. I'm sure that God is pleased for us to have money, nice homes, cars, holidays, and the like. He has supplied them. They are some of his good gifts to us. It is just what we do with them that causes the problems. He doesn't want any of these things to come between us and him. They are gifts that can be shared, so share them we should. We need to be content with what we have, not leaning or focusing on this world's material goods, how much we can amass, but on building up treasure in heaven, where, as the Bible says, no rust or moth can decay. We can be the richest person in the world, money no object, but there is one thing no amount of money can buy. We cannot buy an extension to our life, not even a few hours or days, nothing. When our time is up, every material item we have in our possession will be left behind, and someone else will have those. We came with nothing and we go with nothing. But if we're rooted in Christ, these things will not be a worry to us. We just need the confidence to look out from our own worries and concerns of this earthly life. But where can we find this confidence? Could it be through the confidence that we have in God? We need to remember daily God's promise to us. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And then our confident answer can be, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me. As I finish this morning, I'm going to leave you with a little task, a question. Can we remember those who were instrumental in us coming to faith, accompanying us along the path, leading by example? Can we remember their example? Well, I will answer for myself. I was introduced to the Christian faith at a young age by parents who sent me to Sunday school and dragged me along to church. I had no interest whatsoever. I was a rebel, a nightmare. I have stories, but not for now. As a family, we moved to Calvary from Tiverton when I was 12 years old, and I was encouraged to join the local Sunday school. Very reluctantly, I went along with the promise that if I really did not like it, I did not have to go again. Ideal. But shock, horror. I really loved this new Sunday school. It was nothing like the old one, and I couldn't get enough of it. This, in time, led me to joining other Christian youth groups. And 2 weeks after my 14th birthday, it suddenly came to me that this Christian lot was something that I wanted to be part of. So on the 3rd of May 1971, I gave up being the horror child and came to faith. I can't tell you that the path has always been smooth and easy, but with the help and support of parents, employers, clergy, and many friends over the years, I am here, and I'm not doing too bad, and I do try. So the purpose of that little exercise was to point out that we all have a part to play in the Christian life of those we meet or in contact with. We may not even realize the difference that we make to someone by the way we act, speak, or generally conduct ourselves. Who knows, without all these people making an impact on my life, I could still be a rebel child. Not a 12-year-old rebel, a 68-year-old rebel. I give thanks for each and every one of them. My hope and prayer now is that perhaps I can be the person who is able to have some small input into someone else's Christian journey. And this is a possibility for all of us. May it be so for his name's sake. Amen. Let us pray.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we are confident that you listen and you care. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you care about every aspect of our lives. You're not just interested in the big life-changing moments. Everything is important to you, no matter how small. So we come with confidence, knowing that you will not turn us away. We can ask for anything, pray about anything, and you will listen and you will care. Give us the courage to pray the big prayers and help us not to be diffident about praying for the small things. And give us the confidence to acknowledge that though our prayers may not be answered in the way we want, you are ultimately in control. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we are confident that you listen and you care. Lord Jesus, we come with our big prayers for the world. We weep with you for those who are suffering from war and famine. We lift the people of Gaza to you, urgently praying for an end to hostilities. We pray for the Israeli hostages longing for home and for those so anxious for their release. We pray that aid may be brought to those in desperate need. And we pray for Ukraine and Russia and all who suffer from the consequences of war. We pray for those who are seeking to negotiate a ceasefire. We pray for the leaders of the nations, asking that you will give them wisdom to speak out to bring an end to war wherever it is fought. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we are confident that you listen and you care. Lord, you call us to show hospitality to strangers. So we pray for refugees, asylum seekers, and all those who travel to our nations from elsewhere. We pray that migrants will be made welcome and shown compassion, rather than being greeted with hostility and suspicion. Give us the courage to see others as you see them, and to serve them as if we are serving you. Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we are confident that you listen and you care. Lord, after a long summer holiday, many of our children are preparing to return to school this week. We pray for those who are excited to be in new classes and those who are nervous about starting new schools. We remember that many will be very anxious, especially those who feel unable to attend school. Be close to each child, we pray. May they know your presence with them as they enter the classroom or do their lessons at home. We pray also for teachers. Give them patience, wisdom, and clear heads as they go back to their classrooms this week. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we are confident that you listen and you care. Lord, we pray for our neighbours and friends, the housebound and the lonely. Show us how we, as a church, can make a difference in our community. And we pray for ourselves as a congregation. We remember especially Steph, Jacques, Rosemary, Mary, Brian, Derek, Anne, Brenda, Roy, Andrew, Paul, Colin, Stephen, Brian, Gerald, Ian, Sue, Cynthia, John, Tom, Margaret, Elaine, Harvey, Harry, Susie, Elizabeth, Chris, Rackenford School, Tiverton High School, Tiverton Hospital. We also remember the family and friends of those who have recently died. James Butler, Lindsay Brock, Jean Cole, Ruth Govia. Fill us with your spirit in this place that we may go from here renewed and refreshed, having met with and being challenged by you. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we are confident that you listen and you care. Finally, we lift ourselves to you, Lord. You know where we are joyful, and you know where we have deep sadness and worry. In the stillness, we tell you our deepest needs. Help us not to be afraid to pray, but to open our souls to you, because you are a God of compassion. Lead us forward into the week ahead, knowing that you go before us. Help us to listen to you and be people of compassion wherever you send us. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we are confident that you listen and you care. Send us out, lead us on into your world as listening and caring people. Amen.
and the Collect for the 11th Sunday after Trinity. God of glory, the end of our searching, help us to lay aside all that prevents us from seeking your kingdom, and give all that we have to gain the pearl beyond all price. Through Jesus our Saviour. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The love of the Lord Jesus draw us to himself. The power of the Lord Jesus strengthen us in his service. The joy of the Lord Jesus fill our hearts. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us and those whom we love and pray for, today and always. Amen. We have worshipped you here today, Lord. May we go out with hope and confidence to love and to serve. Help us to worship you out there, just as we do here. Amen. Thank you.
Oh, thank you both very much, and thank you, Jackie.
Okay.
Really wonderful words, Jackie.
Thank you both very much.
It was lovely too.
Thank you.
Beautifully read. Beautifully done.
Right, well, we've got a special service at Reckonford now. Ron Cross coming down from Bristol, who used to be a curate at Clumpton, is now at Bristol with the charity Open Doors. And so he's coming to Reckonford now.